I don't know about you, but now that it's warming up, my schedule is packed, and having a great story to keep me company really takes the stress out of it. That's why I subscribe to Audible. As a member, you can choose one title to keep every month from their entire catalog, plus the latest bestsellers and new releases. I'm about halfway through The Wolf in the White Van by John Darnielle. It is a gorgeously written thriller with a time travel plot unlike any I've ever come across. I can't wait to hear how it ends, and you can check it out with me. New members can try Audible free for 30 days. Just visit audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500. That's audible.com/WWHL or text WWHL to 500-500.
Do you ever wonder where all your money went? Like every single time you look at your bank account? Honestly, it's probably all those subscriptions. I felt that way too, until I got Rocket Money. Rocket Money helped me see all the subscriptions I'm paying for, and it was eye-opening. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, it all adds up so quickly. Rocket Money is a personal finance app that finds and cancels your unwanted subscriptions, monitors your spending, and helps lower your bills. Rocket Money has over 5 million users and has helped save its members an average of $720 a year, with over 500 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/Wondery. That's rocketmoney.com/Wondery. rocketmoney.com/Wondery.
Welcome to the Bravo Clubhouse for the podcast edition of Watch What Happens Live with me, Andy Cohen.
Hey guys, it's Andy in the dressing room. Before the show, this is going to be a doozy. We have all of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, and we have six drag queens dressed as the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. And we are ending the show with an insane audience gift. Insane. So just enjoy, guys. Enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. It's Watch What Happens Live from Los Angeles with the entire cast of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
I'm so happy that you've decided to welcome a new furry little friend into your home.
Well, listen, how could I not? Especially after what this little guy's been through.
Yeah, well, here he is now.
Oh, who has good energy? You do.
It's Watch What Happens Live from Los Angeles with the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills now.
What Happens Live from the spectacular Wiltern Theater right here in Lipstick City. I'm your host, Andy Cohen, live in our West Coast Clubhouse. Have we got a hell of a show for you? Without further ado, may I present to you the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. Great to see you all. You look great. You know, LVP may be his employer, but he is working for us tonight. Please welcome DJ James Kennedy, everybody. Over at the bar, it is our Unreal Housewives, Selena S. Titties as Kyle, Tresemme as LVP, Sonique as Erica Jane, Anita Procedure as Dorit, Morgan McMichaels as Lisa Rinna, and the Pandora Box as Teddy. Well done. Well done, queens. Great to see you all. You all turned it out. You look good. We were talking backstage. I saw Teddy on the way in. She was all glammed out, and I turned to the other women. I go, oh, she's a housewife now. She's
Right? Right?
Fully indoctrinated.
Erica, what do we call this look?
Fabulous.
Okay, very good. Well, I have to say, tonight, the ladies managed to do the impossible, which is have a great time on a boat. But that leads us to our shady boot moment of the night.
Lisa, you've got to show this body off. I want to know what's under that jacket.
Wait, why are we having such a good time on the boat? Is it because Lisa Vanderpump's not here?
See that? Vanderpump, you were upset that Rinna wasn't engaging, but she seemed to have been...
As soon as I left town, she started to engage.
Yeah,
right?
See that? Look at how happy Rinna is about her life.
I'm so proud.
I love nothing more than to give Vanderpump shit. Okay.
Love it.
By the way, Dorit, you're looking quite bountiful tonight.
Second. Yes.
Yes. I know the audience has a lot of questions for the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills, but before we get to those, here's what three things I am obsessed with tonight. First, in Berlin, Erica was doing things her own way on her own time, and maybe she should have offered some of that lube she used to put on her latex outfit to Teddy, because things between them in particular got rough. Take a look.
Is Erica coming?
We've been here for 40 minutes.
I told her we'll wait right here, so let's wait out front.
Seriously, where is she? Is Erica getting glam for the gorillas?
It's 5:40.
The boat takes off at 6.
I'm gonna make that, you guys.
Our time is just as valuable.
Oh!
We've all f***ed up, but I'm here now.
You made it.
Are we all good?
I have one issue. Pretend amnesia. That implies I'm a liar. Don't.
My only issue was the way you talked to me when I did.
I don't care how I talked to you. You called me a liar.
You scare her.
And honestly,
you scare the living shit out of her.
There was a moment where I didn't even want to come on this trip.
Okay, here's what. The internet is going internuts about tonight, but the number one question that everyone has been tweeting is, Erica, why did you say you would talk to Teddy alone and then bring up pretend amnesia at dinner with everyone else?
Because we're on TV. Because that's what we're doing. Yeah. I just did.
Okay.
Yeah.
Second.
Sometimes you know when the moment's right.
Well, the moment was right.
It felt like the moment was right. Second, next week on The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season finale, there's an issue with the Beverly Hills Lifestyle magazine issue that was supposed to feature all of Dorit, but now only features some of Dorit. Here's what, we have a sneak peek just for you.
So when does the Beverly Hills Lifestyle magazine issue come out with you guys?
Well, we're kind of not doing the photo shoot that you weren't happy with.
We're using the shoot, but we're just not using the pictures.
Did you tell her about that and ask her about it, or you just did it?
Are we gonna see you at all, or your hands, or what are we gonna see?
Will we know it's dirty?
Probably not.
Lisa, why did you not ever ask me to be in Beverly Hills Lifestyle magazine?
I want you on the cover.
I don't even need a glam squad.
It's a bit that Lisa took me out of the magazine, didn't even tell me.
Dorit, you got your head chopped off in the magazine.
I literally had my head chopped off.
Well, that's what we do in England, I told you.
Yes, off with their heads. Man, Vanderpump.
Well, she's been showing me some bad behavior, so I think I'm entitled to chop a bloody head off.
Oh, my goodness.
I thought you were best friends.
We are.
Don't get mad, get even.
Finally, I don't think any of my guests would admit to being two-faced. They all just have one face that they may or may not have renovated over the years. Here's what. It is time for something we're calling plastic perjury. Okay, I'm gonna shout out some cosmetic procedures. If you admit to undergoing any, you will be rewarded by someone who is also very good looking, giving you something as useful as you are to hold, youthful as you are to hold, puppies from Vanderpump Dog. Okay? So, now, if you admit to any of these procedures, you get to hold a puppy, okay? Or you could just perjure yourself. Okay, has anyone here gotten a facelift? Oh, all the drag queens, all the queens. Okay, no one here. Okay, has anyone here gotten butt implants?
No.
Okay, the queens. No, you know, there were accusations about you getting butt implants.
Yeah, but when I did Dancing with the Stars, it then disappeared and it came back again. So okay. Come on, okay. Come on.
Shin implant.
What?
Chin implant? No. Yeah. Okay.
Oh, chin.
Eye lift?
No. Oh, yeah.
Oh, you get to have a puppy.
Oh, my God.
Maybe I should have used something that I
would like to hold a puppy.
Well, just tell the truth, Andy, and you can have all of them.
Lip augmentation? Give them all to Rinna. Give them all to Rinna.
This is really sweet.
I guess Botox, everybody. Everybody. Lipo? Anyone get lipo?
I did on my love handles.
Okay. Give her a puppy. Okay. Rhinoplasty? Oh, Erica Jane had breast implants.
No.
Okay, breast implants?
No.
All right, thank you very much. That was awesome. Okay, I like it. LVP, who by the way, oh, there's more. I'll have one. Can I have one?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I had a nose job, I need a
Thanks.
Buddy.
Oh, they're so cute, thank you. LVP, who's your favorite at this moment, Dorit or Kyle?
Oh, stop.
Teddy, answer the question.
No, you know what? I'm bleeding a bit.
No, that wasn't an option.
I love you madly.
Shannon Bedore's gonna get stoned. When you walk into a dispensary, do you greet the host?
Oh, it says it's strong yet gentle. This should be called Harry Hamlin.
This isn't my vape, you stupid bitch!
Mom, cut the legal for old people.
Kelly, you're harsh in my mellow, okay? God.
I don't feel like hustling or owning it right now. What's wrong with Leah Serrano?
That was a joint production with our pal Amy Phillips, and we'd like to thank her. Amy, you always kill it, and I love your Kelly Dodd's mom impression. I want to go to the audience with some questions. Hello, sir. What's your question?
Hey, Andy. My question is for all the housewives. Who would you say was the biggest pot stirrer this season?
All right.
But we love her anyway.
We really do.
Hello.
We do.
Hi, I'm Katie from San Diego. My question is for Lisa Vanderpump. What did you mean when you said that Lisa Rinna was was not as engaged this season? Because that seemed a little shady.
Oh, shady is my strength. Absolutely. It was meant to be shady. Hold on a second. Rinna this week was actually talking about getting rid of the old girls.
That's not right. That is not the way I said it.
This was on Radio Andy. She just said that the show needs new blood. She didn't say that you should get rid of the old girls.
Rinna, you should start.
You're a sister right now.
Oh,
you
my
didn't
God.
Listen to it, so you don't know.
I heard.
You know.
I just said. All right. Kyle down. Okay, let's go to Katie. It's Mariah from Brentwood. Hey, Mariah, what's your question?
Hi, Andy, how are you?
Great.
Good. I hope you had a nice Passover.
Thank you.
You're invited over whenever.
Thank you.
But my question is for Dorit.
Okay.
Hi, Dorit, you're beautiful. Please don't hate me. you had kind of a lot of drama this season, gotten a lot of fights. Was there any one in particular you regret the most?
Definitely the argument I had with Lisa. Or yeah, having hurt her feelings, rather, because she means a lot to me. And I've apologized profusely. And I've apologized for everything, really, that I did wrong.
All right.
Hey!
This is a safe space.
that don't happen on camera too sometimes, so.
Yeah, but hold on a second. If I'm over it, you gotta be over it, okay? You with me?
Yeah.
Andy, I love you, and this is life goals achieved just being here. I just want to let you know.
Thanks.
My question is for Teddy. Now that you're finished with your first season, is there anything that you would do differently? I also have a follow-up question for Kyle. Will you be selling Beverly Beach by Dorit at your store?
Yes, yes, baby! Yes!
You're going to sell that. And Teddy, what's your answer?
I would do nothing different. I was authentically who I am, and sometimes...
Guys, it's game time. I have some poll questions, and it's time to give our guests a good paddling. I'm going to shout out a question. Everyone in the audience is going to vote with their paddles. You have yes or no paddles, okay? So here's the first question. These are questions that came up this season. Is Dorit trying to drive a wedge between LVP and Kyle? Dorit! Dorit! They are saying yes like crazy. I love it. They're super show producers saying no. Yes. Okay. Dorit, a response. Dorit, a response.
B-F-ing-S.
Okay.
That's all I have to say.
Is Erica too harsh with Teddy? Did Dorit overreact to Camille's ball gag? Yes! Okay. I love this old school polling. I mean, usually it's electronic. Is Mauricio still the hottest house husband? Let's go back to the audience. By the way, hold on. I just want to say, Harry Hamlin during the break gave me the female version. Of the bunny, which is amazing. And I really want to say, I said to Harry Hamlin when he came out, I go, did you ever think that you would be in this group of people? He was
no.
Like, he said, I love it. I love it. Let's go to Jeff from New Jersey. Hey, Jeff, what's up?
Jeff from New Jersey. I just want to say I love Beverly Hills cast. You guys are my gateway drug. My question is for Lisa Rinna, Cece Kyle. Rinna, have you seen or ran into Kim Richards since the bunny and the teardrop?
No.
No. Okay. All right.
Thank you. Love you.
Yay! Hey. Hi, Leslie.
Hi. I'm Leslie from Los Angeles. Andy, my friend Oliver and I want to let you know you're welcome to LA anytime. My question is for Kyle. Can you list three fun facts about Nanny K?
Three fun facts about Nanny K.
You know who Nanny K is, right?
Mother.
She died when she was 100.
She died when she was 100.
She lived during World War II.
Oh my God,
she was
Erica
there during
knows
the
facts.
Yes, there during the earthquake.
Erica knows the facts. That is so shady. That's amazing. Hello, sir. Hi.
Hey. Hi, Andy. This question is for Erica. Erica, you're my favorite housewife.
Thank you very much.
And I have to know, did you ever wear the underwear that Dorit gave you last season?
All right.
They are. They're in my drawer, yeah.
We Keep might safe. Need those for the clubhouse, actually.
Okay.
You know what, you guys? We have one last surprise for you. Who wants a Beverly Hills bunny? Bring out the bunnies, everybody! Bring them out! Oprah gave you cars. We're going to give you bunnies. Throw them out, guys. Lisa Vanderpump, Erica Jane, Dorit, Rinna, Teddy, Tresemme, Selena, Sonique, Anita Procedure, Morgan McMichaels, Pandora Box, and DJ James Kennedy. All right, we're back with The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. It's coming to a dramatic end next week. Behind the bar, we have some magnificent queens: Tresemme, Selena, Sonique, Anita, Morgan, Pandora Box. Okay, let's get to your questions. Hello.
Hi, ladies. How are you?
Great.
Ladies, question for you. Point to the person who caused the most drama at the reunion this season.
I think it was
balanced.
I think there was a lot of drama between everybody.
There's a lot of balance.
I did too. Listen, it was a Beverly Hills reunion. The tenor is different. There is heavy drama throughout, but it's very evenly parsed.
Everyone
addressed their
issues.
It's true.
Well, yeah, it got a little kind of...
Yes. Okay, hi. Hey.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Looking for a new high-end mascara without breaking the bank? The new L'Oreal Paris Panorama Mascara gives you a high-end lash look in a premium gold luxe packaging. It's all about panoramic volume and fully fanned out lashes. With its tapered brush, the new Panorama Mascara catches every single lash, giving you the false lash look without any of the hassle. Say goodbye to clumps and flakes, because this mascara is specially formulated to resist them all day with up to 24-hour wear. And the best part? It performs better than Luxe mascaras at only a fraction of the cost. You can buy Panorama Mascara on Amazon today.
Welcome, Andy, to LA. This question is actually for you. Okay. Would you rather hook up with Apollo or Mauricio?
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, Mauricio is a married man, and Apollo is available and just waiting for me in jail. So I don't want to bust in, but I did comment to Mauricio how great he's looking.
He always looks great.
Hi.
Hi, I'm Cam from Los Angeles. I had a question for all the housewives. If you had a tagline for each other, what would they be?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, okay. I'd be here forever.
I know you'd be, well, you just said a very shady one to Rinna during the show.
I just said go back to selling dusters and diapers.
Do you know how much I've made on those dusters and diapers? A lot more than your restaurant.
Oh! See what happens when you wake up a sleeping tiger?
She's engaged.
Hello. Hi.
I can't believe I have to lead after that. My name's Caroline from Los Angeles. My question's for Erica.
Okay.
Mary Shag Kill, Lisa Rinna, Vanderpump, and Kyle.
Kill any of them. I love them all. I mean, I really do. I've developed relationships with each one of them. But I think I would marry Lisa Rinna. And I do a three-way with Kyle and Lisa.
All right. Our next question is from Below Deck Med, Captain Sandy. We love you, Captain Sandy. What's your question?
Sandy. My question is, if you were on my yacht, who would you throw overboard?
You know what? On each day, somebody different.
What'd you say?
Each day, it's somebody different, she said.
She'd get someone different. Thank you, Sandy. I can't wait for Below Deck Med to come back. Hi.
Hey, Andy. I wanted to give you a second chance to be my son-in-law, but this question is for Dorit.
Did I have a first chance?
Yes, last time you were in L.A.
Oh.
I have a picture.
Hold on.
I can leave a phone number.
Okay.
Dorit, So which glass goes well with Coke?
Oh. Oh. God. Yes, boy, this is some shady questions.
Wow. Weird woman.
Oh my God.
Brutal.
Yeah.
Oh, you're weird.
I actually, by the way, I told these women this is going to be super fun for them.
I know.
That is a rough crowd.
I know. Okay, yes.
Hi, Andy. You are
Go
everything.
Hi.
My question is for Lisa Vanderpump. Now that the New York dinner episode has aired, what are your feelings about Dorit's comments about you?
Well, you know what?
Go on, Lise.
Yeah, I was pissed. I really was. And I was upset with her, and we really talked it out at the reunion. And, yeah, she did give me her edited version, but I do really...
Okay.
What is that?
I don't know.
I don't know. Listen,
all right.
I do love this woman, and we have resolved it, but it took a while to get there.
All right, next question. Hi.
Hi, my name is Kelly from San Francisco. My question's for Erica. Erica, which housewife would you name as heiress to Mikey and the Glam Squad throne in your will?
Oh. Wow.
Please, me, Eric, I'm just saying. I'm leaving all these bitches out.
I don't know, whoever wants, I don't know. I mean,
I want to.
I don't know. You're all welcome all to have it.
All right. Hi.
Hi, my question is for Lisa Rinna. Lisa, I think you would be amazing on the New York City cast as well. So, yes. So I wanted to know.
Take me.
I wanted to know who of those women you would get along with the most and who you get along with the least.
You know a lot of them.
I know a lot of them, actually. I know Bethany probably the best. So I would think I would get along with, I mean, you never know who I'm going to get along with and who I'm not going to get along with, you know? But I know Luann. I have, like, this texting thing with Dorinda. And I love Dorinda.
Love
it. I think Dorinda and I would make a good team.
Thank you.
Love it, yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Next question.
Hi. Lauren from San Diego. I love you all. Kyle, love the new teeth and the hair. Feeling it. My question is for Andy.
Okay, I just want to say Kyle got new teeth for the reunion.
They look great.
For the reunion,
not
she got
the
new
reunion
teeth.
Before the reunion.
I know, well.
Oh, yeah, just for the reunion. Because somebody knocked them out.
Yeah. Okay.
They
yes.
look great.
Yes.
Thank you.
My question is for Andy. Andy, who is your favorite non-housewife Bravo celebrity? My guess is Shep Rose.
I do love Shep. I have a soft spot for, like, who's my favorite non-housewife Bravo celebrity?
James Kennedy standing right behind you.
I do love James Kennedy. He's fantastic. Thank you. I love Sandoval. He's great. It's I love Vita. MJ's mom. I love Jenny Poulos. There's too many to choose from. I'll wind up offending someone.
I'll go with Shep.
Okay. Thank you. Hi.
Thank you.
Hey.
Hello, I am Gretchen from Boise, Idaho, and Boise is known as the City of Trees, but I bring no shade.
Okay.
So my question is for Kyle. I was wondering if your sisters had reached out in support of your new show, because you had mentioned it earlier in the season.
Did Andy tell you to ask this question?
No, totally kidding.
You know, Kim and I have talked about it a little bit. She's been very supportive. She doesn't really, we don't talk about that much, but Kathy, no, she has not.
Okay, well, thumbs up. Good luck and congratulations.
All right, we have time for three more questions. Hi. Hello.
Hi, Andy. My name's Emily, and I'm from Orange County, and we love James Kennedy.
Okay.
My question is for Teddy.
Okay.
Teddy, does your dad watch the show, John Mellencamp?
Of course he does. He called me on the way here.
Okay, this is our last question. Hi.
I'm Brian from Memphis.
Hi, Brian.
My question is for Teddy Mellencamp.
Okay.
What is your favorite Meg Ryan movie?
You've Got Mail.
Yeah.
You've got mail. Very good. I want to thank the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and the amazing queens behind the bar. For more, click around BravoTV.com. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the podcast, everybody. Hope you enjoyed the show. Remember, new episodes go live Monday through Friday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Make sure you're subscribed. Have a great rest of your night.
Murder on My Mind, a new podcast available exclusively on Wondery Plus, explores the circumstances leading up to the murder of two young men and the mistrials of the man accused of killing them. Up-and-coming rapper YNW Melly gained notoriety in the hip-hop world for his shocking lyrics and criminal exploits. When two of his best friends were gunned down in a drive-by shooting, investigators suspected the young rapper staged the scene. But after not one, but two trials that ended in hung juries and new evidence that may place YNW Melly at the scene of the crime, his trial has been paused indefinitely. With countless twists and turns, Law & Crime covers all angles of the case and begs the question, is this young artist the victim of a witch hunt or a silver-tongued devil who's evil to the core? Listen to Murder on My Mind exclusively and ad-free on Wondery Plus. Join Wondery Plus in the Wondery app or on Apple Podcasts.
Once upon a beat! Remember the stories and fables that captured your imagination when you were young? We have a perfect podcast to bring you the stories you remember, remixed and reimagined for the kids in your life today. Yeah. Wondery and Tinkercast are bringing you a music-filled weekly party hosted by me, DJ Fuge, and my trusty turntable, Baby Scratch, spinning tales in the new kids and family podcast, Once Upon a Beat, where hip-hop and fables meet. Hey, grown-ups, listen to Once Upon a Beat early and ad-free right now on Wondery Plus.
Once Upon a Beat.